Okay, Siman Pei, going through Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. So we were discussing yesterday the trees.
I told you are coming. You are not coming?
I am coming. I was running late, so I'm going to come right after this.
Okay.
Yeah. So clear. Samach Aleph. Oh, we finished with trees. So kli shezarin by mine asavim by sheshanim lanoi alareach, a kli that they plant grass in it or flowers for beauty or for smell. Also litlish mimenu, you're not allowed to pick anything from it. Also litlish mimenu, the same way you're not allowed to take it from a tree, right? That's it, the shaila is it's a derabanan or deraisa. If it has a hole in it on the bottom, so it would be a deraisa. If it doesn't, then it seems to be a derabanan. And you can't move it from the ground to put it someplace else. Because when it's on the ground, it's getting a smell from the literal translation is it's getting a smell from the growth of the earth. Im kain hanoit le misham havi kamay toilish. So then, when you pick up the flower pot, it's as if you're detaching it from the ground. But since it's getting its sustenance from the ground, so therefore, when you pick up the pot and move it, so you have a problem. And the same thing, if you're standing, I mean, not if you, if the pot is standing one place, also little amida al hakarka, you can't go put it onto the ground. Meaning, let's say it's sitting on top of a table and you want to put it down on the ground. You shouldn't do that. But shouldn't do zeh, because then that's like planting. And you have to be very careful with all this. Bein shu shel eitz, bein shu shel cheres, whether it's made out of wood, whether it's made out of earthenware, bein shu nakav, whether it has a hole, bein shu ein nakav, whether it doesn't have a hole. Because earthenware, we actually came up this morning in Shir, in the Chul in Shir, that earthenware is porous. I didn't know it was so porous, but that's what Jesse had said. Fine. Samach beis. Also, lichtoiv oilasis eizet zir. You're not allowed to write or to make any sort of drawing, afilu beetzpa, even with a finger, and mashkin shal hashulchan, with liquid on the table, meaning something spills, so you want to put your finger in it to make a drawing. Oyala hevel shal hachalayin tzchuchis, or when you have the steam condensation on the window, v'chein b'chol davar, afal pi she'ena miskayim, even though it's not miskayim. Right, this is obviously a derabbanan, not a deraisa. V'afilu la'aseis roishim ba'alma b'tziponi alei zeh davar, even to take your fingernail and make some sort of marking. The simen, to her simen, aser, it is, it's aser. And of course, you get into, based on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that what about keeping your, what's the name of that video camera people put out? The ring, your ring video camera, surveillance cameras, because when you walk on there and you appear on a screen, or you're being written down on something in the cloud, so that is a form of, even though it's temporary writing, but it could very well be that it's an issur derabbanan. Right? So that's why ring cameras should be shut off. If you need it for a major reason, so then there's what to rely on. But l'chatchila shouldn't have it. Nimtza shavo k'dayma.
So shutting off the monitor alone is not enough, because it's
It
recording all
depends if
day.
it's recording. If it's recording, then it's still writing it on
Oh yeah, it's, I'm reading
cloud,
it
whatever,
on the cloud, on the
whatever it's
hard
writing,
drive, whatever it
hard
is, yeah.
drive. Yeah, but see,
Okay.
there it's only in your own house because you're happy with it. If a shul has it, that's not your problem because you really don't care, right? I mean, we know we're all being recorded. You walk outside, the satellites, they track us. I don't want to make it sound like I'm a conspiracy theorist,
People don't want
but.
their tefillin or talis stolen from Shul, is it?
That's true, but you don't want yourself being recorded. Yeah.
But you yourself don't want to be recorded some, even at home.
No, at
It's
home
only for
at
Ganoim,
home
huh?
you're happy to be recorded, so you're in control of
Why
it.
you're happy? You install it for Ganeila, no?
I hear.
You want in general to know what was going on.
I hear what you're saying. I hear. Okay, I mean, say this is part of the talk with what do you call nichole, loy nichole, but the point is that the issue all starts from that it's called a temporary writing. Fine. Nimtza shava kadoma shenotafal sefer. If you find wax or something similar that drips on a sefer, afilu rak al ois achas, even if it drips just on one letter, also lasiri, you can't move it off because then you are, that's considered, first of all, smoothing, right? Or it's erasing. Fine. Lael simen choftalid. Fine. Samach gimel kashem she also lichtoiv kach also limchoik koma shenichtoiv. Same way you're not allowed to write, you're also not allowed to erase. The cakes, right? This is also a big issue. The birthday cakes with the letters and the pictures. Those cakes, which there are Isaias and Tziurim, mutter l'shabram u'la'ochlam b'Shabbos. He holds that it's mutter. Right? Why? Why is it mutter? Because normally it's only usher to erase in order to write in its place. Otherwise, it's a derabbanan. Right? And also, when you're eating the cake, it's your kavanas not to erase. Your kavanas to eat cake. It's also done with a shinui. So the kitzur is mekel. The Mishnah Brura, and this is why the whole world is machmer on this, or at least makes themselves crazy with this, is the Mishnah Brura is machmer, but he's mechalik, and this is a common question between the letters are sticking out on top of the cake or they're like baked into the cake. Right,
That's why you
meaning
try
like,
to put them on a piece of chocolate or something.
well, then you just take off the chalk, you don't have a problem,
I'm
right?
saying,
So
right, that's why people
that's a
like them.
solution, right? But you can take the chalk and put it directly into your mouth. The Mishnah Brura will be okay with that. That's why Oreo cookies. How do you eat an Oreo cookie if you don't go with according to Mishnah Brura, according to the Machmir, or it says Oreo on the cookie, right? So if it's baked into the cookie or the cake, then it's fine. So that's why you have those picture cakes. If it's mamish part of the cake, then really it's not a problem. However, if you do it as a skula for the katanim, then you should be machmer. Right? Meaning somehow they had as a skula, if you write something on a cake and you feed it to the kid, so I don't know, it does something to the kid. So if that's the case, then it's a problem. Some of those svarim shal chudei hagulyonis mbechutz niktuvu svarim that on the outside parts of the pages they have oisius, meaning like a library book, you have a stamp on the side of the book that belongs to this in the library. Yesh oisin lepasan al sagam b'shabbos. There are those that say it's no good because when you open the book, you're erasing. V'yesh matirin, there are those that are matir. Right, because you're not really erasing. It's no different than opening and closing a door. You're not building when
Erasing
you
and
open the door.
writing, erasing and writing, both malachas.
Yeah. So it's saying not a problem because you didn't do anything different. V'chein noigin, that is the minig to be mekel. Right? We come up and yesh oisin, yesh lichtav kein. You shouldn't if meaning it's a machlokes. So if you have your own private books, don't decide to write on the side of it. If you have a library book, fine. But you yourself shouldn't put your name, let's say, on the side. Right? You can tell your friend, fill this up for me. Even if it's a specific measurement. Even if it belongs to the seller, right? Meaning you're going, basically what you're doing is you're going to your friend who's a store owner. You need some food, so you go to him and say, fill me up this kli, even if it's a specific measurement. Let's say it's give me a 2 gallons. The buyer is going to take it home. There's no mention of money whatsoever. If the buyer brings his own kli and says, fill it up, the vaday mutter, that's for sure mutter. But to take the actual measuring cups that the Meicher uses to sell with during the week, and then take it from there and then pour it, that already is also because that looks way too much like business. Right? Even though they're not mentioning anything about how much and nothing, but since it mamish looks exactly the way the store owner would normally do it during the week, so then it's awesome. It's also mutter to say to a friend, "Ten li chamishim megoyzim." give me 50 knots, v'kadayim, just don't say the weight. And not the money. And don't make calculations. Loimar, you gave me 50, give me another 50. And of course, don't mention anything about sell it to me. Even if you don't come up with a set money. That's even v'tzarech Shabbos. But from a guy, it's also to buy on Shabbos, and the same thing, you can't hire workers either. Right? So even though it's interesting, because this whole doing business is not a deraisa, it's the rabbanon. So to ask a guy to go buy something for you is a double the rabbanon. But still, it's not allowed. Shaila is in a shasatak situation, maybe it would be allowed. Okay, sama va.
Also, there is a shiloh of ribis of borrowing, no,
Why ribis?
by borrowing all this stuff, no.
Well, that's a store owner, so you're gonna pay him for it. It's not, you're not borrowing and paying back nuts, you're gonna pay him
If you're
back money.
borrowing the against the sum of money,
Yeah, I
and if it
think.
goes up and up, and this store owner is a goy, this yeah.
I don't know. No, love Dafka.
No, it can be jerk. So
Yeah.
then it can go up and down in price, and it will be shallow rebus. No,
I guess I'll have to pay him, but pay the way it was on Shabbos. No,
it's something that changes value often, then shallow rebus. No,
but not from the sellers, and that's really from one person borrowing from another. I'm not so sure it applies to a seller.
Lamai say he's borrowing it,
Yes.
and then he's gonna pay off the value after Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I think so. I think so. Fill up this kli. I tenly buy or give me up until this amount. And then the next day, right after Shabbos, they're gonna measure it and weigh it, and that will be fine. Right? Meaning, this is him talking. He's saying, give it to me and we'll take care of it. We'll measure all it tomorrow, even though that's a weekday. Not allowed to mention it on Shabbos. But here, since it's a tzar of Shabbos and you're not going to get it otherwise, so then you're allowed to mention it. The same way you're not allowed to even build a temporary building on Shabbos. You can't add on to a permanent building, even a temporary thing. This has a lot to do with sukkahs, with the shlaks and all that. A doorway that's not meant for constantly going in and out. Only, sometimes. If he made a door that doesn't go around on its hinges, meaning it doesn't pivot. What is a tzir? He ate a barzal. It's a tzir is a piece of wood that sticks out from a door, and you put it into the hole that's in the bottom of the threshold and the mashkev in the top, meaning that's how you have those doors where you push something up and it locks the door. So you could have it where like a door to a kitchen, like a commercial kitchen, the door swings back and forth. They fix it with hinges, right? So anyway, so the guy has this door, right? That's not meant to swing back and forth. But what it is, it's tied up in order to lock the door. So if there is a tear in this door, even or if there's no tear, or there was one that got broken, you could tell where it was. Mutter Shabbos, it is mutter to close it on Shabbos, right? Because that's what it was meant to be. Meaning you're not doing something new. And even if when you open the door, it's going to drag on the ground. And when you lock it up, you're going to have to lift it up and put it onto the threshold. Since the door It's been attached the whole time. It's tied on. Vigam yesh ba heker tzir. And it's recognizable that there was a swivel thing there. Nikar shehi delas asuila ni lapsicha. It's very recognizable that this door is meant to go in and out. Ve'ena nira kibayna, it doesn't look like bayna. And we kol shekein, im yesh la dayan tzir, and kol shekein, if it still has a tzir, uvavachala yasir tzir lemakoymai, as long as you don't put the tzir back into its place, because then debazeh, that's already too much building. Right? Because that, meaning, if it's broken, so you can't fix the actual tzir, but you can make sure that the door stays on properly. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.